Are you all right, Poppet? Are you? Oh, you're not, are you? You are not all right at all. Look at you. You're shaking. You're upset. No, not upset. What is that? Oh, you're shaking. You're shaking. Are you scared? Oh, no. Darling, what's upset you? What? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I think I know what it is. I think I know what's wrong. Because you look like you've seen a ghost. And, oh, it's me, isn't it? It's me. You're shaking because of me. And that's just... Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. It's just I didn't think. I did not think. I mean, it's understandable. I was rather caught up in what just happened. You remember what just happened, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you do, because you are a professional. You are a professional killer, and you will never forget a face. Especially of a person that you killed. Though when I say killed, that's rather insulting to you, because you are an artist. I mean, the way you inflict death, it's just an art. It's such a refined pleasure. Perhaps that's the wrong word, because from what I can recall, and I can recall every single second of it, it was rather painful. The word agony comes to mind. Oh yes, that was an agonizing death. That felt expensive. That felt so expensive. The lack of mercy, the just depth of viciousness. That kind of thing costs a lot of money. A lot of money. And oh, I feel so blessed. So, so blessed, because I am so special. So special because someone paid you such a large amount of money. No, I don't want to know how much. I really do not care. I mean, I do care. But not for the reasons you think. No, I'm not a ghost. You wish I were a ghost. Oh, no, you do, because if I were a ghost, I couldn't touch you. I wouldn't be able to... Spoilers. Your average ghost is very pathetic. Just, oh, abjectly tragic. You see, a ghost is just a spirit that just can't let go. Like an ex that clings to a dead relationship. It's pathetic. Of course, you have exceptions. You have angry ghosts. Now, an angry ghost is dangerous. An angry ghost can really do some damage, especially to the focus of their anger. See, if I were a ghost and I was angry, I would be angry at you, and you would be... Well, you would be right to be worried. But I'm not a ghost, so you don't have to worry. It's all absolutely fine. Really, it's not. It's really not, because you killed me. You killed me. Now, as much as I wish that I could be the bigger person, as much as I wish I could just let it go, just move on, just carry on with my life. No, I'm not dead. Oh, I'll fill in the details in a second. I'm in the middle of... See? This is why I can't just... let it go. It niggles. It niggles. Like being interrupted. That niggles. It's just... Don't interrupt. Don't interrupt. Don't interrupt the person that you just killed. Only you didn't just kill me. It was a couple of hours ago. It took me a while to come back together. It took me longer than average to come back. But I did come back. And here I am. Alive. Despite your very, very best efforts. And well done you. Well done you. I'm hard to kill. I'm very hard to kill. But then I don't have to tell you that. You know that because I'm not dead. But before that, obviously, you had the briefing. And I'm sure it was very extensive. And I'm sure the details were very pertinent. I mean, you did kill me. And I respect you for that. I respect you wholeheartedly for the fact that you killed me. You killed me and you made me suffer and you made me scream. See, some people would be resentful. They wouldn't scream. They would just be quiet. They would refuse to utter a sound. But not me. Not me, because I respect what you do. The more you die, the more you respect death. And I am also very respectful. I am wholeheartedly respectful. So yes, I screamed. I begged. You deserved it. You deserved my screams because you worked hard for them. You did a good job. You did an excellent job. You were killing it. It's a joke. Or not. But yes, I screamed. I screamed because it hurt. I screamed because it was painful. I screamed because you are really good at what you do. Really good. Just so good. Only, unfortunately for you, the person that you killed, me, is unkillable. Well, no, not unkillable. Obviously, I can be killed, but I have a bad habit of coming back. This was not my first death. I've been at it for quite some time, and it gets a little bit boring. Most deaths are just so very ordinary. You fall off a cliff, you get hit by a car, you get stabbed by a penguin. Okay, not all ordinary, but some are just, just so niggling. Oh, they just, you, oh, what to do with you, what to do with you, because you killed me in the most unpleasant way. Just had a little flashback there. Do not like, really do not like. That one's going to stay with me for a while, and that... Now, I know it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault. You are not a serial killer. You're an assassin. You are hired to kill me. Someone hired you to kill me in the most unpleasant way you could come up with. I hope that is. And if it's not, well, then I hate to break it to you, but you have issues. You have issues. I mean, you probably do have issues, because most killers, yeah, there's something there. But you did not choose me at random. You were given a job. You were paid for a job. You were just doing your job. But you see, the person who hired you is, well, they're a ghost. I mean, not actually a ghost. Don't worry. You're not haunted. Or are you? Are you haunted by the people you've killed? Is this... Oops! I almost went all horror film on you there. That would have been interesting. That would have been interesting. But you see, Poppet, my flair for the dramatic is nothing. Absolutely nothing compared to the flair of the person who hired you. My ex. Let that just sink in. My ex. My immortal ex, because if you haven't worked it out by now, I'm immortal. I come back. You kill me, but I come back. I come back. But my ex is a ghost. I cling to a dead relationship. Because while it was fun, and it was fun, it was fun, or was it? It was at first. Being with someone else who was immortal was just a joy at first. But then they became controlling, they became demanding, and I do not like being told what to do, so I broke it off. By faking my death, and it didn't quite work. It wasn't as convincing, it wasn't as well done as the way you killed me. And they found me. And I, being a fool, I got back with them. Big mistake, and I regret it. Oh, I do so regret it, because part of the reason that you killed me. You see, they don't want to let me go. They don't want to let me be free. So they hunt me down and kill me, but they don't do it themselves because they can never kill someone they love. Oh no. Very dramatic. Just so dramatic. No, they don't do it themselves. They don't kill me. They just hire someone else to do it. Like they hired you, and depending on how dramatic they're feeling, depending on how emotional they are, how bitter they are, how pissed off they are, well, they might ask you to be a little bit vicious. They must be so pissed off at me, just so annoyed. I mean, what did I do? Oh, I know what I did. I sent the roses back. Oh! Really? Oh, that's so over the top. That's so over the top, but that is so them. When we were together, they were very romantic, annoyingly romantic. And every year on my birthday, they sent me roses. And of course, I don't want those roses now, so I sent them back. And then they sent you, and I am so sorry you got caught up in the middle of this. It's unfortunately messy. It's just unfortunately unpleasant. It's just unfortunate. It's just plain unfortunate because now you have to die. You have to die. Oh, sorry. Sorry, you do. You absolutely have to die because you killed me. You killed me and I screamed. And now I need to hear you scream. It is petty. It's so petty. I am an unfortunately. See, unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I am petty. I am disgustingly petty. And I am a little bit bitter. Understandably. After what you did. Understandably. I mean, you do understand. Don't worry. It is definitely going to hurt. It's going to be agony. You are going to suffer. You will scream. And it will not be quick. Because you weren't quick. You took your time. And I will return the favor. And that's it, really. You kill me, I kill you, only you won't come back. Unless you're immortal. And if you're immortal, well, that's going to make it interesting. Maybe we'll go on a date. Because you are rather attractive for a crazy person. But I don't mind crazy, I just don't like clingy. And you don't seem the clingy type to me. So, I'm going to kill you now. I'm going to kill you, and it will hurt. It's nothing personal. I'm just so fucking petty. So, pop it. I guess we'll get to it. Oh, Oh, Poppet, I can't wait to hear you scream. I am going to... Oh, you're not going to scream, are you? You're not going to scream. That is unfortunate. Because that sounds like a challenge, and I love a challenge, and I... I really want to hear you scream. So, just in case you are immortal, you might want to pay attention because you're about to learn something. You're about to learn the true meaning of pain, and oh, if you come back, you might want to remember it for future jobs or for when you come for revenge or your first date with me. Now, Poppet, it's time to die. But you should be warned, my clock is slow. I lose track of time, so this might take a while. Poppet.